Leaders in the Medical Missionary Work. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, July 3, 1901. To the leaders in the medical missionary work. Dear brethren, I have been deeply stirred during the night and must trace with my pen the things that God is teaching me. I know not how long my life may be spared. I have been very near to death. I have many things to make plain which burden my mind. I am compelled to say things that I wish need not be said. But I am instructed to say that, from all the light given me of God, the subscribing of names to papers that fasten minds under the control of other minds and bind people to the institutions at Battle Creek is not after God's order. We see a power and kingship manifested in the management of the medical missionary and health food business which cannot be approved. The burden of this food work is not placed upon Dr. Kellogg alone. The responsibility and control of this work are not to be confined to one man or one group of men. I have been instructed that God will work upon human minds and will give to men in various places ability to produce health foods. By His Holy Spirit, the Lord will guide His workers in the preparation of foods, and improvements will constantly be made. The profits on these foods are to be used for the good of suffering humanity everywhere, as cases may require. The income from the foods is not to be confined to the use of the sanitariums. There are other interests that will need to be sustained. The health foods are now regarded as of man's originating, and if any other productions are made, the thought arises, are they not infringing on our rights? But the health foods are of God's originating, as a blessing to His people. They are not to be bound about and held under the control of the powers at Battle Creek as their special property. This business is God's property, and He will give enlightenment to other human agencies for its development. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. We are not to follow the principle of wealthy worldly men, of buying up and storing the whole supply of a food product, and then making people pay a high price for it, for thus the poor are made to suffer. In all parts of our world experiments will be made, processes invented, and methods discovered in the preparation and manufacture of healthful foods that can be used for the benefit of all the people. The all-wise God, who has given light and wisdom to one party, will not withhold His light and wisdom from others who are just as devoted to the interests of our sanitariums and all lines of medical missionary work. There are now to be new food industries. Foods that are perfectly healthful and yet inexpensive are to be made, and thus the way will be opened for those to find work who, by accepting the truth, have been thrown out of employment. The Lord God of heaven will give understanding to His human agents. The Lord God forbids that every sanitarium and bathhouse established should be brought under the one control, to be bound up with the sanitarium at Battle Creek. Its managers have their hands full now. That institution needs a great deal done for it that is not done. The light given me of God is that Dr. Kellogg is assuming too much responsibility in these matters. He is not to be conscience for every individual and the whole medical fraternity, because there is the Lord God of heaven to whom men should look for wisdom and guidance. The light given me of God is that in the erection and development of medical institutions, there is not to be a ruling, kingly power as now exists. A change must be brought about. Dr. Kellogg must see and understand this, and bind about his desire to fasten every medical institution to the powers at Battle Creek. It cannot be, for God forbids. For several years I have been taught that there is danger, constant danger, of men's looking to men for permission to do this or that, instead of looking to God for themselves. Thus they become weaklings bound about with human ties which God has not instituted. The Lord can impress minds and consciences to do His work under bonds to God, and in a brotherly fraternity that will be in accordance with His law. The light given me in regard to the movements relative to the bakery at College View is that they were not in harmony with the Spirit of God. That experience the Lord forbids to ever be repeated. No man should subscribe his name to or bind himself about with such restrictions. God is not in it. The manna given to the children of Israel was for the whole people. He that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. Exodus 16, verse 18. The Spirit manifested in that council at College View and its results, as revealed to me by the Lord while in Australia, will not soon be effaced from my memory. The Spirit manifested by one of the representatives of the college and his strong language were displeasing to God. They made Satan rejoice. The circumstances that led to this crisis were the exercising of a power of brother over brother that God forbids. The Lord says, "All ye are brethren." Matthew 23, verse 8. The sanitarium and school interests in College View are to clasp hands, each working for the advantage of the other. Their interests are not to be divorced, but to unite as if they were one. There is not to be brought in a set of restrictions that shall separate the interests and advantages of God's great moral vineyard. The great vineyard is to be worked, and centers are to be established. Sanitariums are to be planted in different parts of the world, and they are not to be linked by written contracts to some board or association far away, in order that they may be kept in right lines. The responsibilities are to rest on the men in the locality where the institutions are in working order. We are to educate men to do the service required in our sanitariums in various parts of the world. God knows the future. He is the one to be looked to and trusted in to guide and guard and direct in the future development of the various branches of his work. There is not a man who should hold the lines to guide according to his impulse. That council at College View manifested not the principles of heaven. Its principles would bring in a condition of things not now anticipated. The Lord has not directed and inspired the documents that are framed and presented for signature. Such documents must never, never become a power in the hands of human beings, whatever their preference or profession. Light is sown for the righteous, and it should be constantly gathered and cherished. Psalm 97, verse 11. Wrong impressions are being made. Wrong principles are being brought in. Human restrictions and laws that will in many cases cause great oppression. The men who are entrusted with responsibilities and who are to act with you in the health food business will bring in plans of work that will be far-reaching in their influence, and they will be sharp and unmerciful to their brethren just in accordance with their natural temperaments. Mercy and the love of God will not be exercised. Truth and righteousness will languish. The division of the General Conference into district union conferences was God's arrangement. In the work of the Lord in these last days, there should be no Jerusalem centers, no kingly power. And the work in the different countries is not to be tied up by contracts to the work centering in Battle Creek, for this is not God's plan. Brethren are to counsel together, for we are just as much under the control of God in one part of his vineyard as in another. Brethren are to be one in heart and soul, even as Christ and the Father are one. Teach this, practice this, that we may be one with Christ in God, all working to build up one another. The kingly power exhibited in the conference at Battle Creek is not to be perpetuated. The publishing institution is not to be a kingdom of itself. It is essential that the principles that govern in general conference affairs shall be maintained in the management of the publishing work and the sanitarium work. No one is to consider that the branch of work with which he is connected is of vastly more importance than other branches. There must be educational work in every sanitarium that shall be established. It is not the work of Dr. Kellogg to carry so many responsibilities. God has the control of the work, And no human agency is to feel that everything that is done in the sanitariums established must first be submitted to Dr. Kellogg. This course God forbids. The same God who instructed Dr. Kellogg will instruct the men and women who are called to do service for him in various parts of his vineyard. Human laws and arrangements are being framed that are not acceptable to God. They will not prove a savor of life unto life. There is a necessity that I lift the danger signal. There is a necessity for the managers of every institution to become more and more intelligent regarding their work, not by depending upon another institution, but, while preserving the identity of their work, by looking to God as their instructor, and by intelligent service, showing their faith in Him. Then they will develop talents and capabilities. We have reached a time when every action is to be tried and tested. The Lord will lead His people. I have a testimony of encouragement for Dr. Kellogg in regard to the medical missionary work. Dr. Kellogg has done a good work, a great work, and he has done it amid great difficulties. This is recorded in the books of heaven. But now I am instructed that I must not endorse all phases of the actions in regard to the management of the health foods. There is a snare here. It is not after the order of God to take the position, "If you do not come to my terms, I will not sell to you, and you shall not handle my goods. If you do not subscribe to my conditions, I will not help you." This is not after God's order. He would have His name glorified. The Lord will give wisdom to men in all parts of the world in regard to health foods, and Dr. Kellogg must not consider that he is the only man who is to handle the Lord's goods. The same wisdom that He has given to men, He can and will continue to bestow upon men, that they may fulfill His will in all parts of the world. This they will do, and in some respects in a different way than is now being done. As regards the St. Helena Sanitarium, there is to be no binding up of this institution with the powers at Battle Creek. While all are to be one in interest, helping one another, strengthening one another, it is not proper or just that contracts shall be presented which will obligate one institution to be under the control of another institution. God calls upon men and women to look to Him, that they may receive from Him light and knowledge and power. He will not be glorified in our subscribing to rules, agreements, and contracts binding one institution to follow the guidance of another institution thousands of miles away. It ought to have been foreseen that if we desire God to guide minds, these minds must not be bound under straitjacket principles. There are many things to be righted. There is to be an awakening among our people.